Well, sir, I want to tell you that Hector Smith is one of the smartest young fellas I ever seen.
Yes, sir. He is smart.
How do you mean he's smart?
Well, his dad damn head making machine didn't work, did it?
It's just why I say he is smart.
He invented a rain machine that wouldn't work and still made $20,000.
Dad ran it anyhow.
Well, what's the matter now? Well, what are you doing messing around there on the floor?
I lost a dime down this track, and I'm trying to take it out.
Hmm. What's more, Hector not only made that money, but he done the whole darn country good.
He certainly done Flint good.
Flint ain't so bad off debt, when it comes to figures. He's got a whole reservoir full of water, ain't he? The next summer, when things get dry, he'll be able to sell it for irrigation.
Well, how was it that Hector settled with him for $15,000? I thought he had to give Hector $20,000.
Oh, didn't I tell you? Well, Hector agreed to settle for $15,000 if Flint wouldn't raise the water rates. So you see, everybody around here gets the good out of it. And with the rain coming just when it did, crops will be better and the farmers will be sort of cheering up and buying things again. You know, I wouldn't be surprised to see trade pick up right brisk. Land of Goshen, what are you messing around trying to fish that dime out for? What's a dime again all the money Hector give us? And that's another thing about Hector. Soon as he got the money from Flint, he come right over and give us some.
Yeah, but he kept most of it himself.
Well, why shouldn't he? It's his, hmm? Say, what you doing now?
I'm putting a half a dollar down this crack.
What? Putting a half a dollar down the crack?
Yeah.
Are you crazy or what? What you putting a half dollar down there for?
Well, I gotta take the board up, and it ain't worthwhile just for a dime.
Yeah, well, you just ain't gonna take the board up. I ain't gonna have the floor all tore up here.
Yeah, but the half dollar's already down there.
It can just stay there then. Never mind how you find about it, Abe. Grab the duster there and get busy. Get this place cleaned up. Now that it's stopped raining, we're going to have a lot of customers in here placing big orders. I tell you, prosperity's back.
Back where?
Go on, get that duster. Quit asking fool questions. Mark my words, we're going to do a big day's business today. You hear that phone ringing there? Go and answer it. It's starting already. I'll get that order pad. Answer it. Go on. While I'm finding that pad.
Oh, shucks. I bet it ain't nothing.
Answer to tell you.
Dagnabbit. Start the conversation. Yeah. Well, all right.
Who is it?
100 pounds of coffee at 40 cents a pound.
What? 100 pounds? Wait a second. I get it down. All right, go on.
And what was that? Oh, 20 loaves of bread at 10 cents a loaf.
I told you the ordering big.
100 cans of baked beans at 15 cents a can.
100?
Yeah, I got that.
Goshen, this is the biggest order we ever took in the whole morning days. I'll bet you.
100 cans of sardines at 10 cents a can. Well, just a minute, sir. Zeb's been taking it down. I'll see. How much does that come to, Zeb?
Just checking you now. Put down the 7 and carry the 4 and... Exactly $67. Who's it for?
Hello? That comes to $67. Yeah. Goodbye.
See, I told you we was going to get some big orders. Who was it that was phoning?
Willie Snyder.
Willie Snyder? Why, what would he be ordering all this stuff for?
He wasn't ordering. What? That was just his arithmetic lesson. He wanted us to add it for him.
Oh, shucks. Well, go ahead. Take that duster and... Oh, wait a second. Here comes a customer. And he looks like he means business, too.
Oh,
yes, sir. What can we do for you?
I wish I could get that 60 cents out of here.
Is this Mr. Winterbottom or Mr. Peters?
My name is Winterbottom, mister. That's Mr. Peters over there. But get up there and come here a second.
Yes, Bernie. I wish I could get that.
This is Mr.
Botts is my name, gentlemen.
Oh, yes, sir. And howdy, Mr. Botts.
I understand you had some money left you.
Yeah, 60 cents left me. It went down that crack in the floor.
But I'm referring to the money which you secured as your share in the profits of the recent rain-making venture. I understand you did quite well. So I thought I'd drop in and see how you were fixed for insurance. I have something mighty interesting here in the way of accident.
Well, we have plenty of accidents, thanks.
Oh, I mean accident insurance. This is really quite an unusual policy. It costs only $50 a year, then.
Well, how many accidents do we get for $50?
You don't get accidents. You get protection. Now, suppose you take out a policy which, as I say, only costs you $50. Then you get hurt.
Well, just a minute. We wouldn't pay $50 just to get hurt. We can get hurt for nothing.
But you don't pay $50 to get hurt.
You
don't. My company pays you if you get hurt. For example, it pays you for losing a leg or...
What's that? You mean your company pays a fellow for losing his leg?
Absolutely.
A man couldn't make much money that way. He's only got two legs to lose.
Oh, but...
Yes, and then he'd have to be looking for another job. I reckon he'd better stay in the store business.
It isn't a question of earning money by losing your legs. The policy compensates you. It covers illness, loss of occupation, injury by violence, and...
Well, we might take some of those. How much are they a bunch?
I don't understand. How much is what a bunch?
Violets.
Oh, but I'm not selling violets. I said violence. Violin.
Well, shapes, mister, we don't want no violins. We wouldn't know how to play one if we had one here.
Listen, please. I'm selling insurance. Insurance. Here, let me read you a policy. This is policy number 10-2415.
How's that?
10-2415.
Yes, you know, it's 10 cents straight or 2 for 15.
Oh, no. That's the serial number, the serial.
Well, if it's a serial, don't bother to read it. I can't wait for the last installment.
This is an insurance policy. Now listen, will you please? Now here's the clause having to do with death. Upon due proof of the death of the insured, the company will pay the sum of $10,000 with the following provision.
What does a dead man want with provisions?
Yes, and for that matter, what does a dead man want with $10,000? He can't spend it.
The $10,000 goes to the beneficiary.
To who?
The beneficiary. The beneficiary.
I figured there was a catch in it. We die, and the money goes to this fellow beneficiary.
That isn't the idea at all. A beneficiary is, well, usually next of kin. For instance, your wife. You're married, aren't you?
No, I ain't married. I ain't been feeling so well. That's why I look this way.
Well, now, there you are. Now, that's why you ought to carry insurance. Suppose you'd get real sick or have an accident. Now, that's just where our policy provides for you. And if you have an accident and are sick at the same time, it pays double.
It does, eh?
It certainly does. Now, listen to this. And we'll pay double in the following cases. One, if you are run over by a truck and at the same time suffer with rheumatism. Two, if you fall off of a building and at the same time have lame knees. Or by waving the knees.
I can't wave my knees, but I can wiggle my ears.
Yes, and I can bend down and touch my toes. Do they pay anything for that?
I'm talking about accidents. Accidents. Suppose your car would run off the road and turn over.
I wish it would.
You wish it would?
Yes.
You mean you want your car to be wrecked?
No, but it'd be a good joke on the fellow that stole it.
Oh, I see. Your car's been stolen, eh?
Yes.
Well, that ought to show you the value of insurance. If your car had been insured, you'd have gotten it back.
We'll get it back.
Yes, you will.
You're darn tootin' we will. We know who's got that car.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Well, then why don't you get it back?
Yes.
If you know who's got it, why don't you get it back?
Well, we're just waiting.
Yes.
Waiting for what?
Waiting for the feller to put on a new set of tires.
Say, what are you trying to do? Horse me about that car? If your
How's that?
I said horse. Your car...
Why, no, mister. It ain't no horse car. It's a 1922 four-cylinder...
Now, listen. My proposition is this. If you die, this policy pays $10,000 the day you're buried. Think it over and let me know about it.
Okay. Sort of in a rush, ain't he?
Yeah. And anyway, the dad darn thing's a fake, Zeb. You have to die in order to collect. Yep. There ain't no profit in that.
Well, ain't you certain about that, Deb? The darn thing only cost you $50. And wouldn't you say there was a profit in getting $10,000 the day you was buried?
No. I'd say you was going in the hole.